Duncan, tell me a little bit about your early life. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from the quiet community of Gunnasadagin, or some people know it as Oka, in Quebec, which is about an hour north of Montreal.
You're here in Edmonton tonight at the National Aboriginal Achievement Awards, and you're one of the recipients in the technology area. Tell me a little bit about the award, what it means to you.
Well, I'm really honored because it's an award from the Native people. Our own people are giving us this award. So it's a great honor. I'm happy.
One of the things that you're noted for is that with all your engineering experience, you actually went over to China to do some schooling in the space training that they have. Tell me a little bit about that. What exactly did you do over there?
Actually, the program is called the International Space University, and I applied for a scholarship from Canada. So what happens is every country in the world, well, most all the space faring countries in the world, they send about, let's say, 5 to 10 people to this space university, which is a 9-week summer program, and every year it changes a country. This year it was in China.
And what did you do during those 9 weeks?
So we learned all about the space activities of the different countries, so how satellites work, how rockets work, the International Space Station, how that one works. And overall, we met like people from different countries. We made friends from different countries. Overall, it was like a space camp for grown-ups.
And how are you using that experience?
Like, I'm a judge also at a science fair that's held in Quebec for Aboriginal students. Mm-hmm. So I judge their science fair projects once a year. And I'm not really into the space section right now. I'm more into materials. I'm researching new materials for new applications.
Now, let's talk about that a little bit. You do have an NSERC award right now. You're doing some postdoctoral studies on, I believe, ceramics materials.
Well, the ceramics was done with the PhD. So during the PhD, I played with some materials. And actually, one was an aluminum. I mixed them together and I made a new material, basically. And then I got some mechanical and thermal properties. But right now at Queen's University, I'm in the civil engineering department. I'm working on concrete and fire.
What are you hoping to do with concrete and fire?
What happens with concrete under fire, it actually explodes if there's high heat. So we're looking at ways to minimize this explosion of concrete under fire.
And how are you doing that? Do you have to keep starting fires and exploding things?
Basically. No, we we submit the concrete to high temperatures in a furnace, special furnace. And then we add like polymer fibers or steel fibers to the concrete, and just to prevent the explosion.
How much success are you having so far with your research?
It's ongoing. Well, research takes a while because it's all trial and error.
How is it that you got so interested in the engineering aspect of things? You have several degrees.
Well, it's a long story. Like at first, I wanted to be a car mechanic because that's what my dad was. He was a car mechanic. And then I didn't know what to do after high school. So I figured I'd be a car mechanic because that's what my dad did. Instead of a car mechanic, I went to aircraft maintenance. Instead of fixing cars, I fixed airplanes. And then after college, I have an uncle, a medical doctor, Dr. Edward Cree. He suggested I go to university. Like he just said, just apply and see if you'll get in. So I applied and I got in. So yeah, when I got the letter that I was accepted, I was really happy and I went to university. And then I went into a Bachelor of Engineering, which is mechanical. And then I did that for 4 years. After I finished, I worked for 2 years. In Ottawa, and then I did my master's and then a PhD after. And now I'm doing a postdoc fellowship.
And that's at Kingston?
Yeah, in Kingston, at Queen's.
Congratulations on your award and good luck with your research too. Thank you very much, Duncan.
Thank you for having me.